I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is a bonus mega coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where this week, Gray Haas and I are doing life together.
Doing life together.
I
just didn't really want to sing it, Hallie.
Oh.
And do it a bit faster.
Try it again?
No, just keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, Gray, I wanted to ask you if you were able to use the gift certificate that I got for you. There's this awesome, I don't know if any of you out there have heard, but there's this awesome keto Italian restaurant called Don Proteini's.
Don Proteini's. It was amazing, Hallie.
Oh, you used
Thank
the
you
gift
so much. Yes. The $15 covered part of the appetizer, which was great.
Oh, cool.
And we really had a great time. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but I went with my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and we just got a little bit of everything.
Ooh.
It was really great. A lot of lean protein and then
cool.
Anything that typically would be made of, you know, pasta or flour or whatever. They also use a flour that's made out of largely a bison powder, which I thought was really interesting.
Right.
And we got to meet Don Proteini. That was
really
fun. Yeah, I guess his real name is and I don't like to name names, but Leon Stretcher.
Mm.
And really nice guy. So met Chef Stretcher and,
cool.
You know, it was a great time. Something strange did happen, Hallie.
Your meal?
No, the meal was great. But, and this, I guess, happens a lot more than I thought. But Clay said that the waitress was hitting on me.
Oh, is that right?
And I'm just so focused on the Lord. I'm really
sure.
Busy right now, and I don't have a lot of time to even pick up on those signals, Hallie.
Oh, good.
But I guess he was saying that when she came over, she took our order, and then she kind of nudged Clay and winked in my direction and said, "That's a lot of mister."
That's a lot of mister?
It's a lot of mister.
Like, you're a lot of man?
I think so.
Mm.
And kind of, you know, winked at him and gave them the old, you know, it's a lot of mister.
Had you ordered salads by any chance?
Oh, we ordered all the salads, Hallie.
Because maybe she was talking about, I have it whenever I want to try to not eat too much pasta and I order a salad, I get the ensalada mista. Ensalada mista?
No, I think she's saying it's a lot of mista, kind of like pointing at my muscles or something.
Yeah, they are looking really big, Gray.
Thank you. So that was a bit, you know, a bit awkward because I really had to shut that down. And then Clay and I had a great conversation about how, you know, we can keep each other accountable, because I loved it that he picked up on that and I didn't even see it. And sometimes you need someone in your life who's going to be holding you spiritually accountable. Isn't that right?
Oh, and I love that. If I might offer you a word basket of encouragement, Gray, you're so pure of heart that you don't even see a vixen, you know, throwing herself in your path. And I think that's awesome. I think that really shows that you are pure of heart. You have your eyes on Christ right where they're supposed to be.
That's right.
Oh, I just, that really, so, that blesses me to know it.
Yeah, I mean, but I did find that funny that somebody would think that they could pick me up by saying, it's a lot of mista.
But incidentally, did you have the enchilada mista?
We did have it. It was
good,
great.
Right?
It
yeah,
was
it's
so good.
Flavorful salad.
It
the
really
tomatoes.
Was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I like a buffalo mozzarella.
Oh, yeah. And that isn't that interesting? It's got no dairy in it. I don't know how they do that.
Oh, really? Maybe it was a cashew cheese or some
stuff. Yeah, some kind of nut milk.
Mmm.
Well, let's jump into it, Hallie, because of course there's some headlines of the day that we need to get into.
Yes, God is at work in the
America.
World and in America. And
did you watch the debates?
I loved them. I watched the Republican
really?
Debates on Fox News. Yeah, I thought they were awesome.
Really?
Yeah, the audience was into it. They were applauding every time one of these GOP members would say something. It was exciting. And there was a new guy on the scene.
Oh, who did you like?
He was a young guy.
Oh, really? Was any of them young? They were about 35. Five
His
of them
name
up
is
there.
Vitek Samamini.
Are you talking about Vivek Ramaswamy?
Yeah, that's what I said. He's okay. A young Republican, well-spoken, smart, handsome, and he's up there. I saw him earlier on Fox News standing under a sign that said, truth. And then it said, God is real. And I said, I like this guy. And then it said, there are two genders. And then it said, you know, guns are important. We need guns in this country. It's part of our Constitution. And I said, well, look at this guy standing in front of a sign that says truth. I like it.
So you really like Ramaswamy.
I do, because he was telling the truth. He said, God is real. There are two genders and yay guns. And my son Day says to me, Mom, I don't think that's truth. I think what he means is belief. He can stand under a sign that says belief. My belief is that God is real. My belief is that there are two genders. And my belief is that, yay, guns. But, you know, that's not truth. Like, we need to use words correctly. And I'm
just so tired of day takes, honestly. It's so boring to me at this point.
He's exhausting.
He's so exhausting. Oh. But the one thing, Hallie, that I want to mention, did you know that that guy is, and I hate to say this, but he's Hindu.
No.
Ramaswamy? Yeah.
Oh, but he said God is real.
I know, but I think he's thinking of the Hindu one or ones. I think there's a lot.
There's a
of
whole
them.
Bunch of them, yeah. Right? And some of them have different heads than bodies, an elephant.
So
and all that.
You might really need to rethink that,
oh,
Hallie, because
no.
I'm not sure how I could possibly
be one of the things
wrap
where
my
Fox
head
News
around
tells us
a Hindu
that.
President. Could you imagine? We've already had a Muslim one.
I know. I thought we were supposed to, you know, not like Mitt Romney back in the day because he's Mormon and could have multiple wives. And we know that's not right, except for King David in the Bible. But that was Old Testament, OT. But, but then I learned on Fox News that Romney, though Mormon, Latter-day Saints, he shares the same values as us. And so then we got behind him, right?
I see.
And so maybe it'll be like that with Ramaswamy.
Right. I think it's run now, run and see me. I can't think of it, what it is now. But Hallie, you know, something that
I'll
I was looking
at
that
mnemonic
stage
device.
And I was just like, none of these guys can do a push-up.
Oh, well, that's
and I think
true.
That's really important that we really have someone in there that looks like a president, you know, like, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, Donald Trump looked like a president and he's 6 foot.
Oh, it grieves the heart of God to see his visage on a mugshot this week. It just grieves the heart of God to see an American president mugshot.
Can you believe what they're doing? You know, I did take some consolation in the fact that he was probably on Air Force One practicing that look in the mirror so he could give us the best mugshot possible. If you've got to have a mugshot, you know, give me that one.
His hair looked great. Like, his skin looked great. He's tan.
And I've already ordered because I want to put one on a mug.
Is that right?
You know, that says, you know, don't step away from the coffee, as something like that, or criminal. You know, if coffee is criminal, then lock me up, or something. I don't know, Hallie. I don't drink coffee.
Tell you, Day had so much fun at Climax when you played the scary film.
Oh, we did.
He said it was fun.
A new horror movie that is going around. It's a Christian horror movie, which I'm so glad we're finally doing that, you know, outside of some of the stories that are already in the Bible. But we had this really great pre-screening. We got an exclusive DVD sent to us of, it's called Bride of Christ.
Awesome.
Very interesting story about how when Christ comes back, he's asking God, he's like, please give me a wife. And the God gives it to him. God kind of cobbles together a bunch of different best characters from the Bible, some of the lady characters from the Bible. He kind of puts them all, because they've all passed and they're all dead now, so he kind of puts them all together into this one super bride.
Oh, wow.
And she represents the church, and then Jesus says, get them. And she gets to go and attack all the enemies that Jesus had, you know, so he can stay pure and, you know, without sin but, you know, the lady, she kind of goes crazy. She kills Hillary Clinton. She goes after Lizzo. She kills Joy Behar. It's really, really, really fun.
Oh, it's present day?
Present day.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So Jesus is back and he needs a bride. And then she is out for vengeance.
Oh, I've been really thinking about Bride of Christ stuff lately, because I think it's so cool that we as the church, as individuals, as part of the church, I as an individual have an intimate relationship with Jesus that is closer than a husband and wife on earth.
Oh, it's such a wonderful metaphor, isn't it?
And I hear these things lately about like purity culture is damaging or something, or it upset me and whatnot. And I say, well, if we don't have purity culture, then how in the world are we going to present ourselves as Christ's bride on the wedding night, which I'm guessing is maybe, you know, the day that Jesus returns and then, you know, takes us into heaven. And that may be considered our wedding night for those of us in the church that get there. And so maybe we have like, I don't know, a really nice suite, like we're in, you know, Hawaii or something. It's, you know, we'll maybe we'll all be checking into our mansions. And I don't know if it'll be like some
running
intimate
the metaphor out a little too far, Hallie, but at least I know in the Bride of Christ movie, she does say that once she's sort of created by God and the lightning strikes and she wakes up and she says, happy honeymoon. And that is when she really goes to town. She's got one of her hands is a chainsaw. And so that was interesting, especially with the Hillary part. I don't want to, no spoilers, but guess what? Hillary can't talk very well afterwards. Finally shuts her up.
Oh.
And it was fun. My kids loved it.
Cool.
We all had a great time. And some of them said they were pretty scared.
That is so cool, because, you know, when these are the movies that the kids like nowadays, and it just feels so good that we can feel safe and know that these are James Dobson approved movies that are, you know, horror films, but that are God-honoring and
Absolutely.
That are Christ-centered and that use Bible characters so that we can, you know, speak the kids' language
and
that they know how cool God is.
I just think it's important to remember that, you know, violence is fine if it is in the name of
exactly
Jesus and a higher power. And I think that is, you know, like the president said the other day on X, where he was, you know, I actually didn't watch a lot of the debate because I was streaming that awesome interview on X. Really love what Elon Musk has done with that brand. And it was really interesting because Trump was asked, you know, is it going to be violence? Is it going to be civil war? And he goes, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are pretty worked up, and there could be. And I think, you know, well, actually,
maybe,
you know, that the violence could be justified.
You know what? I grew up singing Onward Christian Soldiers Marching As to War. And we had all this like armor metaphor and everything as little kids. It was cool. And, you know, I'm ready. I say bring it if there needs to be a war, because we can't live with this much persecuting Christians.
Well, I used to have a similar song in Australia. It was, I'm a Navy boy for Jesus. I'm a Navy boy. I'm a Navy boy for Jesus. Did you ever hear that one?
That was awesome, Craig.
You never heard that?
No, I've never heard that. Dude,
you don't remember the Navy boys? They were in their little sailor suits.
Like?
I'm a Navy boy for Jesus. I'm a Navy boy, I'm a Navy boy for Jesus. Let me put it in a psalm. It went on and on.
Wow,
it was
you
so
should do that
good.
In Climax.
Oh, I've done it in Climax so many times.
Oh, that's so cool.
You don't remember last year when I had the sailor boy Navy suit with no sleeves?
Oh,
that's what that was
right.
for, Hallie.
Oh, cool. You looked great as
a sailor.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, real natural. And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like Day Labonte hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Hallie. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega.